And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs.
When we're right. Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob's back in the house. He had a little hunting trip last weekend, but he's back. So, good to have you in the chair there, Bob.
Thanks, buddy.
We've been talking a little bit about a lot of things, but what about pickling? I had my first experience with it a week and a half ago.
Oh, really?
I had not pickled anything ever in my life.
You've been in a pickle many times. I've been with you.
But I didn't, yeah. Yeah. Big Brown slides off a road every now and then, and then you got a pickle. But anyway.
What'd you pickle?
I red onions. I made a jar of pickled red onions because I was going to a barbecue where someone had asked for them, and I told them.
Don't you love those?
Yeah, and it was super simple.
Oh yeah,
and actually
that's like a countertop.
Actually,
pickle.
I got the recipe. I got all the ingredients. I got ready to do it, and my buddy Stan was gonna come over and help me because he's done it a bunch of times, and damned if he didn't bring 2 quarts of pickled onions with him that he'd done the night before. Right, so I used his, but since then I've made more because we went.
Well, that's
through
a good idea because it takes about 3 days to get them really nice.
Yeah, yep.
It says a day, but
right
after 3 days they're perfect.
Yep.
After 6-7 days they're done.
Yeah.
You don't even want them anymore.
And that's what he said. And they went so quick that I haven't experienced that part yet. But I've got another batch for a barbecue today.
So that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And
basic premises still apply.
Right.
Vinegar, sugar, salt, water.
Right, yep.
And then whatever aromatics or spices
you want.
Yeah,
put a little garlic in it a little bit, not much.
Uh-huh.
And it was minced garlic, so it would, soak into the liquid. But the other thing is that Stan's tip was to put hot water in the jar.
Oh, yeah.
And to get the onions to soften up a little bit and then dump it off and put your
I just put hot brine in. Use hot water for my brine and pour that on top.
Yep.
And then let it sit on the counter till it cools, throw it in the fridge for a day or two, and they're done.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yep. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I did some jalapenos like that last year. Did you have any of those?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. They were better than the ones that I can.
Yeah.
There was something about it, and I kept the recipe. I kept my notes, but I still have a bunch left over from last year, but it's a good countertop. I call that countertop canning.
Yeah.
It's a good countertop method for pickling something. And jalapenos, if you pressurize them and can them fully, you change them a bit and you're forcing more of the vinegar into them or whatever. But this way, they were crispy.
Right, yeah,
and that was what kind of sweet. You picked up a little of the sweet,
yep.
And that's what I really liked from it.
Yeah, me too. And it was like you said, it was kind of fun. I can see myself doing it over and over. He had a tool for the onions that I don't have, but I'm going to have one soon. And that's one of those mandolins that you slice the onion. Yeah, everybody's lost a fingertip or a thumb, which is why I don't have one I've seen people do this. I'm like, I don't need that. I can use a knife, but. You can't get them so thin with a knife like you can with that mandolin.
No, and the mandolin's really nice because for an onion in particular, it does a great job because it's got that half-rounded area.
Right. And then his tip was go across the onion so you're going with the circles. Don't go 90 degrees to the circles because then you get little bits. But you go with the onion and you get long strings.
You go top to bottom.
Right, yep, yep. You still got to knock the top off and take the skin off. But you go top to bottom rather than cut it in half
going
sideways.
Look at this, Conrad. We've got candy apple desserts, and now we've got
caramel apple cobbler, baby.
Caramel apple cobbler.
Get it straight,
it's the canning, guys.
And then the canning. It's everything C's. What's next?
Right.
Don't go there. Don't even do it.
So we're going to, I don't know.
So anyway.
It sounds great.
My mother used to pickle beets.
Yeah.
I loved hers.
Can you make a beet good?
Oh, they're heavenly. And then I've done cucumbers for years. That same countertop method I'm talking about. You can do with fresh cubes.
Now, do you do just spears or slices?
Yes.
Both, huh? Okay.
So remember that Tony that was on the show that gave us that sun pickle recipe that's on our website?
Yeah, right.
Okay, if you can get, and you can buy those small pickles at the fruit market or at your giant stores. They call them salad cukes.
Yeah.
You could still make bottles of those sun pickles and put them, out on your deck during the day to let the sun hit them. But they're fantastic. And yep. That's what I'd call like a countertop.
So tell me how to make those. I mean, if you can remember.
Yeah, you put your, and I did spears to a bunch of them.
Okay.
And just because I like spears with a sandwich, I don't know.
Right.
But you basically make up your brine, and it's the same thing. It's water, sugar, salt. This calls for pickling spice.
Okay.
And garlic.
You can buy that in a little packet
or
a jar.
That's how you
right?
get it from yeah. McCormick's.
Right.
Yep. People that give us all the good spices.
Right.
Yep. And you literally put the pickles in there. You pour this brine on top. You set a nice thick slice of rye bread on top, and you cover it with foil. Don't ask me what the rye does. It's could be totally a hoax, but that's what I do.
Yeah.
And it's usually
and it stays in there and it dissolves?
It dissolves, yep.
Yeah.
So those are fantastic. Now, I put green beans in this year.
Okay.
That was really nice. And you can pickle green beans. They're actually really good. That sun pickle recipe would be great for that.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to do it just on your countertop, you could still put the rye bread on top. You wouldn't have to go outside. So in the colder weather, you could still do that pickle recipe because it's the sun. I don't know what the sun's doing. It's obviously got a bit of an effect, but you have to leave it out 3 days. Well, you could put it on your southern exposure walkout slider if you got one.
Right. So you just brought a thought to mind. Last weekend when you were up hunting, I went and did the Shartucky class reunion.
Yes.
Not bow camp because it's what it is. But what made me think of it
is... He's finally admitted it.
I brought some rye bread down there, and we made Reuben sandwiches with brisket and the red onions on it. And, and a piece of Swiss cheese. Instead of sauerkraut. It was good.
Mm.
It was really
good. Oh, he's
good.
A red onion freak. Now, well, look at this guy.
That's what I did. I took a quart of them down there.
Kapusta, man. Sauerkraut. I'm more
I did miss the Pulaski days last weekend because I was down there messing
but
around.
Now,
but
now, I'm almost where, because kapusta isn't really sauerkraut. It's sauerkraut with all sorts of other things, right?
No, it's cooked a little differently.
Yeah, and it's got sugar in it.
It's got sugar.
And it's got bacon.
And you can get it with more like little chunks of kielbasa in it. That's really really good. But usually it's just the sauerkraut, and then Laura Shaponik cooks it the way it should in those giant pans.
It's that Polish catering.
Yes.
Polish girl catering. Right.
How can you not love that?
Well. I loved that when I bought it at Sobeys for the longest time, and then I went back to some regular sauerkraut, and it's like, I really still like regular sauerkraut better. Because I'm doing them on hot dogs or brats, and there's just something about that bite that, it's the pickled effect, right?
No.
Now, with sauerkraut, you don't even use vinegar in it. It just ferments.
Right. Well, that's kimchi, right?
Well.
I mean,
it's American kimchi.
Yeah, right.
Or German. So some people do eggs. I'll tell you, something I'm now fond of is pickled herring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I grew up on that. My dad was a big fan of that.
And mine was, too, and that's why I thought it was gross.
Schulers, back in the
day. That's why I thought it was gross.
Up, yeah.
He was my dad's teacher.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's why
you use the vinegar-based or the cream-based?
Vinegar.
Vinegar. I prefer the cream myself.
I think.
Yeah.
I do.
I think that'd be a good thing to do with trout. It would get rid of the trout flavor.
Yeah, the fishy flavor.
Yeah.
So anyway.
There you go.
Well, we've pickled that subject to death, but coming up next, how are we going to store this stuff? You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.